You're listening to SBS News.
Farmers are calling on the government to implement a national climate plan to assist Australia's agricultural and farming industry in their transition to clean energy. Farmers for Climate Action Australia has renewed its call following the release of the United Nations Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change report. The international report by 107 scientists from more than 50 countries is warning immediate action must be taken globally to make food systems more sustainable and better manage land. IPCC panel co-chair Jim Skay says improving food production, managing consumption and reducing waste is key.
25 to 30% of food produced is lost or wasted, and reducing food loss and waste can reduce pressure on land, improve food security and reduce greenhouse gas emissions. At the same time, a move to more balanced diets could help us adapt to and limit climate change.
In particular, Mr. Skay says scientific evidence shows plant-based diets have a lower carbon footprint.
Some diets require more land and water and lead to higher emissions than others. For example, diets that are high in grains, nuts and vegetables have a lower carbon footprint than those that are high in meat, and they lead to better health outcomes.
That sentiment is shared by Potsdam Institute for Climate Impact Research Joint Director, Professor Johan Rockström. He says eating less meat is not just better for the environment, but for human health as well.
Scientifically, we can actually say that we have a broken food system in the world. It is the primary source of rapidly rising unhealth and early mortality and shortened life expectancy. But it's also the primary cause behind rapidly rising global environmental, potentially catastrophic environmental risks. So transitioning the world's food system to healthy, sustainable food is an absolute necessity for both people and planet.
The report authors warn if action isn't taken, the number of people left undernourished will rise beyond the current 820 million. How land and water is being used to farm foods is also an area of concern, a problem which will only get worse with climate change. Globally, 500 million people currently live in areas of desertification, where land is degraded and infertile. IPCC co-chair Valerie Masson-Delmotte warns the intensifying of seasons due to climate change is only making more land barren.
We humans affect more than 70% of ice-free land. A quarter of this land is degraded. The way we produce food and what we eat contributes to the loss of natural ecosystems and declining biodiversity. When land is degraded, it reduces the soil's ability to take up carbon, and this exacerbates climate change.
With the global population expected to reach 10 billion by 2050, IPCC panel chair Husang Lee says securing sustainable food sources is essential. He warns if land isn't protected and nurtured, Earth may not be able to feed or support the world population.
Land is where we live. Land is under growing human pressure, and land is part of the solution, but land cannot do it all.
IPCC co-chair Hans Otto Portner says the international community cannot afford to not take action. He says the planet is not able to adapt at the rate climate change is accelerating.
Adaptation and mitigation have to go together. There is no possibility for anybody to say, oh, climate change is happening and then we just adapt to it. The capacity to adapt is limited.
That's a transition that Farmers for Climate Action wants to see the Australian government support. CEO Verity Morgan-Schmidt says it's time the government implements a national policy on climate change and agriculture to help farmers overcome the challenges of climate change.
We know that farmers across Australia are on the front lines of a changing climate. We know that farmers across Australia equally are already implementing climate solutions on farm. And what we now need is for the government to really step up. As the IPCC report states, we know that the land sector is a part of the solution, but it cannot do it alone. We also need to see that transition to clean energy underway, both nationally and at a global level.
Australia's red meat industry in particular is leading the emissions reductions charge internationally, aiming to be carbon neutral by 2030. Ms. Morgan-Schmidt says it's important to remember as consumers, we are all involved in Australia's agricultural industry.
Farmers are an integral part of the solution on climate change. But at the same time, if you eat food or if you wear clothes, and most people I know do both in Australia, you're part of this as well. You're already engaged in Australian agriculture. So it's time for all of us to come together to really stare some of these tough challenges in the face and work out a path forward.
Bethan Smolenik, SBS News.